Welcome to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. I'm Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Jonathan J.C. Cohen, Director of URJ Henry S. Jacobs Camp. We're discussing how both the challenges of being away from home and the supportive community at summer camp build strong kids and families. What do you think is so important about camp? What does it do for kids?
First of all, camp is one of the only places really in the world these days that is built for and around kids. For kids to be in a setting that is about their success, about their comfort, about their safety, and about their experience is really very powerful. That's first and foremost number one on the list. Number two is that we know that young people look to adults to figure out what kind of adults they are going to be, what kind of choices they're going to make in their later adult lives. And in the camp setting, they are just surrounded by adult role models. Now, granted, these are 18 and 19 and 20-year-old adult role models, but if you're a 9 or 10-year-old, that is a grown-up to you. And all these people who are just there to make sure they have a good time and that they get good messaging on a regular basis and they get just lots of attention that is built for them, that's really, really important for kids. And then for Jewish camp in particular, the opportunity to be in a holy, both WH holy and H holy Jewish environment. That even kids who live in major metro areas with lots of Jews don't necessarily live by Jewish time.
Why do you think it's so hard for parents when their kids go to camp?
I didn't really understand why it was so difficult for parents. I'm a social worker by training. I've been a camping professional for years, but I didn't really get that parent frustration and concern until I took my own son to camp. And he does a little time here, but I take him away to camp as well. And we dropped him off at camp. We helped him put his stuff away. And then he said, okay. And I said, can I at least get a hug? I got a hug. It was awkward because there were other boys looking. And then I left, and suddenly I realized what all those other parents were feeling. You know, I just got it completely, and that is that whether parents are helicopter parents or whether they're just parents who are trying to just do good by their kids, you know, that whole spectrum of how much we're involved in our kids' lives, at least when they're at home with us, we know where they are, we know what they're doing, and we're, if not in control, then at least playing some role in managing their experience. But you send the child off to sleepaway camp, and there's all these things that you don't know because you're just not there checking in on their lives on a daily or occasionally during the day or even hourly basis like you can when you're outside of camp. And I think that's just a very tough transition for parents, and especially the first summer or two.
What do you think is different about choosing a camp and choosing to send your kid to camp versus the decisions parents make regarding their kid's education or after-school activities? Are there things that people can apply from their experience of looking for school and other activities that their kids might enjoy to the decision of sending kids to camp or picking a camp?
That's a very interesting spin. I would hope that when parents are considering camp for their child, that the rat race of the academic year does not necessarily spill over to camp. First of all, for some kids, the summertime can and should be a little bit of a break from all that pressure and striving to get into the best college and all that stuff that goes on. Another part is that because camp is really about the youth community experience and about being in a kid-centered place and just having fun and doing kid things in a fun place, that what's more important match-wise than is this the finest camp in the country or does this camp have the greatest facility or the most top-notch specialists in the country, is this community setting going to be a setting where my child is going to succeed, my child is going to feel comfortable, and be able to be themselves in this environment. Another thing I'll note is that camp often gets undervalued for its role in child development. You know, there's no camp transcript. You know, you don't have your permanent record from camp that goes with you and gets attached to your college application or to your job application later in life. But there are plenty of people who know camp understand that if you're able to make it a camp, it means you have a set of skills that are very desirable out in the outside world. The ability to fend for yourself, the ability to be self-reliant, to take care of yourself. Yes, you're getting coached and counseled on that by adults who are around you, but you know, camp is not a one-on-one child-adult setting, so you're having to figure out how to get yourself in the shower, how to keep track of your stuff, how to get to where you need to go. That self-reliance, some self-control, the ability to interact with others in the community setting, the ability to take care of yourself, to be spontaneous, to be creative. Those are things that happen at camp that are highly valued in life. They may not be highly valued on a transcript, but they're highly valued in life.
You mentioned a couple times kids making it at camp. What happens when someone just doesn't make it at camp?
I know I'm not speaking for Jacob's Camp alone when I say this, but here we're going to do everything we can to keep a child at camp and to make sure that experience is successful for them. But very rarely do kids have to leave camp early because the camp made that decision. And there are a couple of ways that's going to result in that happening. One is that if a child's behavior is negatively impacting the experience of other kids at camp, then that's a child who probably shouldn't be at camp. I will tell you that we're going to work real hard to work through all that stuff before we're going to send the child home. You know, the child, the first day they're a jerk is not the day that they leave camp. We work real hard to keep everybody in camp. But if you're going to ruin camp for other people, then you can't be there.
What kind of message do you think it sends when kids see a kid who's having trouble and the camp rally around them to help them succeed?
I mean, what better example could you give for a child than modeling for them that you should try and help people? That's a wonderful thing. It's very easy to get kicked out of a school, you know, and school settings in particular and you know, are very arbitrary in their punishments and are very rigid in how they handle situations. And at camp, everyone rallies around a child who's having a tough time and tries to make the situation better is a testament to the power of community, and it's a great example for kids. The chance to see the community rise up and take care of people as opposed to just pushing them out of the way is very significant.
I sort of have the sense that even a non-ideal camp experience is still a great life experience. And what you're telling me now almost feels like it's sort of controlled adversity. You know, you're preparing your child to face a little bit of adversity, a little bit of independence, a little bit of challenges by putting them in a situation that is going to be a stretch, and then showing them that they can not only make it at camp, but thrive.
That's a very thoughtful way to put it, that there's a lot of freedom, and yet it's all very safe and confined. The spectrum on which one can exist gets broadened out at camp. And so even if it doesn't go as well or ideal as a child or a family hopes it would, a lot of good things happen in that space where a kid can be a kid, where a kid can have room to succeed and fail, where a kid has to be managed not by the grown-up or by the parent or by the teacher, but their behavior is really being managed by the community.
Thank you for listening to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. You can find links to resources related to this podcast by clicking on JC on the podcast's homepage. Tell us what you think and subscribe to the podcast at urj.org/parents.